Welcome to the She Said podcast, number 20.
Hello.
20. We made it to 20.
Wake up. I know. I got a late start today, but so here we are, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I feel like I have more energy
than I did.
So we're better.
That's good.
Yeah. So it was a busy weekend. I mean, you had a party.
Mm-hmm. You had a party.
Yeah.
How was it?
Much of a party. For me, we did really the party probably the weekend before. This weekend was just very low key.
Oh, okay.
Very low key.
Isn't it funny as you get older, the birthdays kind of just,
yes.
They kind of get strung out over a month time, but they're not like the big hoopla.
Yeah. Nah, there was
as
nothing.
As you were when you're younger.
Nothing that was outrageous about it at all. I mean, it was so sweet though, because today I had Ty with me and he said, I need you to stop to Reese's. And he probably told me 15 times because he hadn't had the opportunity to get me a present, which I'm always like, let's not spend your money. And they know I love Carmellos. So I figured he was going in there just to buy me a Carmelo or something like that. And he had his little money. He uses a little roach clip for money, one of those binder clips.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Steven does. And he was like, okay, he called me from Reese's inside. And he's like, okay, you can come around now, but and pick me back up, but close your eyes. I was like, okay. It is the sweetest. So I went ahead and had my phone held up to the door for whatever he was getting in the car with. So, and he had gone in there with his own money. He bought me a dozen red roses. I know.
Wow.
I know. He was so cute. And then two Carmellos. Of course, one was for him. One was right. For me. But I was like, that is honestly...
That's
so stinking
sweet.
Like, I mean, Steven, even Rocky was like pretty taken. He's like, dang, okay. Okay.
Take some lessons, buddy.
That was good. I'm going to give you that. So, but you had a great party on Thursday night.
Big party.
You
wore myself out.
And let me tell you, and it showed though. It looked really, really good.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I think I had more fun putting it together and with the whole invitations. And the invitation is your reason for people to come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a fun party, but if the invitation isn't exciting, then people, you know, we get invited to so many things.
I think you could have sold those little wine bottle lamp toppers, though. I think if you would have had those in boxes to sell, you could have sold them out. Everyone loved those. She had these little LED little, you know, you find them all the time now, like at TJ Maxx or Marshall's, the little rechargeable LED lamps. And, but these were just the lamp toppers that had like a wine bottle stopper and you can put it in a wine bottle. You can put it in a little vase. And but everyone was like going nuts over that. Yeah.
They're not that much. No. It doesn't take a lot of money to make something really cool.
It looks so cute.
It was fun.
We use all the time.
Yeah. I had the yellow ones because my sunroom, I tend to have, you know, like some yellow accessories in there. And then I bought the blue ones to match with the whole.
Yeah. It looked really good.
Italian vibe I was going for. Thank you. Yeah. It was really fun. I had to stop turning people away.
Yeah.
Because I knew 15 people in my house was more than really, it was probably way too many people. It was hard to talk to everybody.
I was
having a hard time getting around everybody.
And her food was, she went all out. You could tell an event planner.
I know. That's the problem. My mom used to always tell me, Lisa, you do way too much, but I can't help myself. Yeah. I really can't help it.
Enjoy.
Yeah, there's something about that whole, you know, from the beginning invite, the text, the whole rhyming thing. And yeah, I mean, it brought joy to me. It definitely, I felt it deep in my soul. It made me feel so good to be able to do the whole thing. And it was so much fun.
Show up.
Yeah.
So.
And it was fun.
She did a good job, just so you know.
Thank you.
It was very, very nice.
I probably spent much money on gifts, but I love giving people gifts.
Yeah, her gifts that she gave away, like it was really impressive. These cellophane wrapped gifts with little samples of things. And then the amount of things you gave away was crazy.
Yeah, I just want people to try it because I love the product so much.
Yeah.
And I think that if you try it, you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't even tell you how exhausted and how happy I was when people left that night. I loved every second of it. It was so much fun.
Well,
it'll be a long time before I do another one. I will say that.
I can see that. Yeah.
I was worn out.
Yeah. Next time you can do one, make some money off planning it for someone else. Well, it's hotter than Haiti.
Jeez, Louise.
Uh-huh.
So hot.
And
miserable.
The mosquitoes are horrible. I don't know that I've ever had this many little sores on my ankles or on my leg. Like from mosquitoes, because I'll itch them until I have a bruise.
They're saying it's because of all the rain. And the stagnant water, it's really bad. Even the city's getting involved to spray, which we don't really want them spraying because the chemical they spray. But even I get my yard sprayed once a month and I normally never see a mosquito. Mm-hmm. As soon as I walk out, I
get lit up.
Me too.
And, you know, and speaking of those chemicals, so there is a website that is, or a Facebook group that's very good. And they just posted these, some more soil results and things like that. Because they'll do rain samples and it's like $5 of Tulsa, local surrounding areas. And they'll do rain samples and let us know like what these levels are coming back with. Apparently, like the calcium in the ground is extremely high. Like there's some, the numbers are interesting, but the Facebook group is called What's Up With Our Skies, Oklahoma. You have to ask to be invited to it. But if you look it up, it is a very educational website as to like some of the stuff that we're breathing in or growing in our garden and don't even know it.
Right. All the chemicals.
Yeah. So, but as far as the heat, anybody who has a husband or a spouse or anybody that's in the car all the time, because it's hot. I speak specifically to anybody who has somebody in law enforcement or whatever, because they got to wear those lead proof vests. And there is not an AC that's going to penetrate that. They are that the like way that thing smells is like it needs to be burnt. I don't know that it can be saved, however, from all the sweat that's just baked into it day after day after day. Yeah. Well, I found this thing called Cool Cop. It's COOLCOP. It is this tube that basically you just kind of, I zip tied it. I didn't use the nails that came with it. I zip tied it to his, one of the AC vents, okay, in the front seat of the car. And it looks like a vacuum hose. And it's real easy. It's real flexible. It's not cumbersome or anything like that. Well, then it has like this J hook on the end of it. It's a hard hook, like a vacuum attachment, except for it's hooked like a J. And it just hooks into the top of his vest. Uh-huh. It blows the cold AC straight into his shirt or, I mean, britches. I don't know.
Right.
Somebody's butt's hot. That has like been a game changer for him. So it is, I mean, I think it was less than $100. Best $100 you can spend on a gift for somebody, because he would never buy it himself. Why? I don't know. But if you want a gift for somebody that you're like is out of the box, unique, that suffers from heat like that, get him the Cool Cop.
Yeah, I bet for, especially mm-hmm. for them, because that gear they wear is so
well, I've
heavy.
Seen they have car seat ones, where the same concept, it just doesn't have that J hook, but it will really drive AC from the front vent to the back. If you have toddlers in the car seat, you know, those get stinking hot too.
Yeah.
So hot.
Well, even like NASCAR drivers where their helmets have ventilation where it blows in from the air conditioner.
Yeah.
So kind of the
they
same
just get
concept.
Way too hot, man. And once you have like a heat stroke, you never recover from that. That will, seems like it affects your body forever.
Forever. No, I don't think you do recover. I've no different postmen that have had heat stroke and
it's bad.
It is bad. Really it bad. Stays forever.
It messes with your psyche.
Yeah.
Just because you can't.
Well, you can't ever get overheated again.
Reacclimate to anything. Huh?
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yes, the Cool Cop.
Cool Cop.
Mm-hmm.
He must love it.
Loves it.
Especially today when it's going to be 100.
Greatest wife in the world.
You are. You're amazing.
Until I'm not. And then I'm not. So.
Well, speaking of cool, I think we talked about it. I don't know if we have or not, but the Cool Cap for cancer
patients. Oh, I've seen
people
going through that.
It is the craziest concept, and it works. Mm-hmm. I think if you talk to a medical doctor or nurse, they would tell you it doesn't work, but I witnessed it, and it really does work. It's kind of the same. I mean, it's a concept of blowing cool air on your head to not, it actually prevents you from losing all of your hair during chemotherapy.
It's almost like it freezes those follicles.
Because
I've seen a girl doing it, and it looks like it's probably not comfortable because the lady put it on her husband so he could kind of experience what it was. And he was like, my gosh, she's tough because it's cold. It didn't just.
Oh, I'm sure it is
cold
really
air.
Cold.
I think it's like, you know.
It's really cold. And it's
dry ice cold.
And it's a job. Like, it's not, you don't just put it on there and you're good to go. You have to bring a cooler. You have to replace it during the treatment. Because most treatments, you're out there an average of 5 to 6 hours. It's never quick if you're doing a full chemo treatment. And so you have to switch it out. So you really need someone to go with you to help you. You got to wheel the ice chest in there. You got to replace it. And they also have mittens that you can wear on your feet and your hands because of neuropathy.
I saw that too.
And that I have seen it work. Yep. And I've definitely seen the cool cap work. I saw a lady go through chemo when I was volunteering out there. She had hair down to the middle of her waist. Mm-hmm. And when she finished her treatments, which she was out there for a long time, she had hair down to the middle of her waist. Now, wow. Was it thinned out? Yes, it's going to thin. You're going to lose some, mm-hmm. but you're not going to go completely bald. And so it's such a great idea. I don't know how much they cost. I'm sure they're not cheap. And it is a process. But boy, yeah. I think if you really don't, especially for someone with really long hair, it's traumatic no matter what length your hair is.
I cannot imagine.
But someone with really long hair and having to cut it and then shave it. And because you have to shave your hair before it all falls out because it's just too bad not to. But I love the idea of that. And I have seen nurses tell the patients it doesn't work. But I've seen it also work.
Like,
so
I've seen it. There makes sense. There are options. It's like, can we just talk about options sometimes?
Yeah. Well, and
the possibility, hope, anything.
Yeah. Hope would be good. And I do know that when your hair follicle, it's dying so rapidly mm-hmm. that your hair actually feels like your head feels like it has a sunburn.
Oh my
It's gosh. Painful. So it makes sense that if you're putting cold air on it, it's probably going to feel good. Mm-hmm. And also if it prevents it from, it's just freezing that. Probably the follicle from dying.
I'm assuming there's somebody in Tulsa that does that or a place you can go in Tulsa to get it.
You can buy it online. I don't know that there's some place that sells it locally.
The lady that I saw doing it, a lady came in and did the whole cool capping treatment for her.
Oh, she did it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I've always just seen you do it yourself.
No, there was a service provided for cold capping or cool capping, whatever. And
that's a really good idea.
She was talking about what a godsend just this lady was for her, you know, mentality and everything, but that she came in and did the service for her. So maybe there are services that do it too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Because it really, I feel like it really does work.
Kind of like that detangling, people that do, I've always seen, you know, detangling service, but I've seen some detangling services on TikTok and this lady like travels all over. And first of all, I didn't know people's hair could get in such knots. Like, I'm not talking like dreadlock knots. Like, it's not something on purpose. I think maybe mental health plays a role in it, and they just quit brushing their hair. They quit washing it. They never brush out the knot, and it is the most insane looking thing. And this lady is making thousands off of detangling hair. Wow. It isn't like going to like a little salon. They're like, it's $60 for a detang. What I saw, nobody would pay. Nobody would get out of there for $60. Like, this is insane detangling treatments, but it's like a whole thing. It's interesting. Put it on TikTok. Detangling treatment.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No idea. People,
there's a job for everything.
Hair. Yeah, literally.
Have we ever talked about a lumen? The lumen?
I don't think so.
So a couple years ago, I, you know, the whole thing with diets is keeping your blood sugar from spiking and making sure if you're in keto, the keto diets, what makes that work so well is if you're in keto, your body's burning its own fat for energy as opposed to carbs because you're really limiting your carbs. Well, there's a machine, it's not a machine, it's like this little gadget that you blow into that will test the level of ketones in your oxygen out of your lungs. And it'll tell you if you're burning fat for energy or if you're burning carbs for energy.
Did you buy it?
Of course I bought it.
But did you buy it?
I have everything. I have every gadget known to man.
That's so funny. Listen, if you have a garage sale, I'm coming to your garage sale first. I'm hitting you up.
I hate garage sales. I don't think I'll ever have one. But no. So you blow into it for 10 seconds and it prompts you. It comes with an app on your phone. So you blow into it for 10 seconds. Is that right? No, you inhale for 10 seconds and then you hold your breath.
Okay.
For I don't know how many seconds. And then it's because it's counting you. It's doing it all for you. And then you exhale into the machine for 10 seconds. And it measures the ketones in your
oxygen. It's kind of like a breathalyzer.
It's very similar to a breathalyzer. And then it'll tell you from 1 to 5 if you're burning fat. Obviously, a 1 is you're burning all fat and no carbs. All the way to a 5, you're burning all carbs and
so
no fat.
How much was this little gadget?
A couple $100. Everything's a couple $100. I've decided. It's fascinating because, you know, now I'm on this whole thing of everything and measuring it the last, I've been doing it. I've had it for a couple years. I'm not consistent with doing it unless I'm really focused on just being healthy. And so I've done it every day for the past 2 years. I mean, for the past couple of weeks, and I'm either a 1 or a 2, which is my whole body's burning only fat. Which is obviously what you want in order to lose weight. So I think it's great for people that are taking the weight loss injections. This just actually popped into my head just this minute. Mm-hmm. If you're on the weight loss injections, it makes sense that you would want to see them, make sure that you're burning fat and not carbs, because then you're going to be burning more muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the whole Mongero face.
And that's really like the saddest thing I see is so many people that have lost so much weight and not keeping up with their muscle.
Yeah.
So.
And we talk about Karen all the time at Kinetic Clinic, but they have a scale that actually scans your whole body. So it tells you, she can tell you by looking at the scale if you're actually eating enough protein versus, you know, if you're, what you're losing muscle or you're losing fat. So that's the key, I think. And I think this little machine would be good to have at home for that very reason.
I found a new protein drink, like just if, you know, some people just have to go to Sam's and they go get their stuff, whatever, because that's what's done. But I tried a new just protein drink called Neuro. It's in a can. But it's like a milk protein shake. It's not clear, which I really like the clear ones. I like the smoothness of it, but it was one at Sam's and it has 30 grams of protein. I'm like, but I think yours has 40.
40.
Yeah.
And then they're coming out with one of the protein shot, which I think is going to be a game changer, that comes out in January, that it's literally just a shot of,
and it's got, there's 30, like a shot in the butt.
No. We're all on injections lately, but this is actually just, you know, it's one little shot of protein, 30 grams,
I think. Anything that goes a little faster.
Oh, you don't have to drink the whole thing.
I can't wait to try that thing. I'm not supplying my kids and Steven and everybody else with.
No, because it won't be cheap, unfortunately.
No, because we go through shakes like a whole lot.
Yeah, I bet with boys, protein.
Yeah. But it was a new one. It was funny because I went over to a client's house this week and his friend from college, a man in his 60s, I think the one who actually, it's like his product, but it's in Sam's.
Oh.
So I'm like, that's and he went to OSU for a while. So I thought it was kind of an interesting
gig. That is cool. Let's see local people doing well.
So.
Well, I think the Lumen, if you're at home trying to lose weight, it might be a good thing to have.
Yeah.
Check your, it's fun to see it when it only hits a one. Because then you're like burning fat.
Yeah, yeah, I would like to see that.
And so, speaking of all of that,
testosterone. Oh yes, testosterone. Lisa wants to talk about testosterone. She wants me to talk about myself.
Yeah,
she's looking at me.
You haven't started yet, though.
No, I haven't gotten it yet. Okay, so I went to Kinetic Clinic, and you know, we've talked about my hormones and all that. Totally fine. I mean,
the doctor, MD, says MD, totally fine.
Yes. And even Karen, I mean, yes. But the one thing that I was very low on was testosterone. It was the same number as when I went to get it from, you know, the doctor, my blood work. And it was really kind of interesting to me that he didn't flag it more, but like it was really low. Like,
which is pretty typical for women our age.
Yeah. And so I don't have to take any, you know, progesterone. I don't need to take anything like that. I'm good. I mean, so I can still have a baby.
That's the good news of the day.
Like, what? But anyways.
They have them at 50 something, you know.
Oh, Lordy have mercy. Steven would die. But so you can either take it, obviously, with a cream or sublingually under the tongue.
Or pellets.
And, or the pellets. And I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm just like, and it's kind of why I've always been out. I'm like, I'm not messing with any of this. It kind of, I didn't really have a need. But everything I read about this bioidentical testosterone, which comes from a pharmacy. And like I said, I'm going to take it sublingually. But it's just supposed to help with all kinds of things. I mean,
you'll feel better.
It is kind of sad if I like have been going this long with a low and how many other, you know. I do suggest going and getting those things really checked out by somebody who's really kind of in that business.
Knows that stuff
and wants to see you at your optimal, you know.
Right. And there's a difference between normal and optimal.
Yes.
And that's how she always talks about it, is normal is what normal for your age. So what normal is for a 50-year-old, but that's not optimal
because
you want to be where
actually
you were.
Low for that.
I'm sure.
I was like kind of shocked. So, but I was shocked that it wasn't talked about at my appointment, you know.
Well, because they're just not going to put you on it. MD is not. You really have to go to like a wellness clinic or something to really get on it.
So I did it. And I started I took my first injection of BCP-157 for my knee.
The peptide.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to really track my progress with this and see if it doesn't help me. And I'm going to tell you, I slept different last night. I didn't even wake up in a ton of pain like I normally do. I mean, I'm very restless. If I had that ring that you have, it'd be off the charts. Like this girl didn't sleep. It is really, last night I was like, well, I'm not going to say it was that, but you never know.
Yeah, it probably was that. I mean, I think that I saw immediate response to it. And then, I mean, everything you read about it, you know, professional athletes have used it for years and years and years for injuries. And it really does work fast. And again, fast.
I didn't go buy it online, you know, some generic website, which I think people can do. That's a little scary.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
This lady at Kinetic Clinic who Lisa has recommended. And that's the only one I'm doing. That way, if I want to branch out, I can then be like, well, I know this is how this worked on me. This is how, you know, but I'm really hoping for some great relief with that.
Unlike myself, who have stacked a million of them.
Yes. No, I'm doing one. That's a lot for me. Like,
it's going to change my life though. So, it's already happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a new
we'll
person.
See.
I would love to be on hormone replacement therapy. I think we all should be as women, but there's always that stigma out there and the science supposedly that it causes cancer. Well, I just saw an article that was on, it was an ABC news station, like a national news program. I can't think of the name of the woman, but you would recognize her name. She's been doing national news for a long time, but she was actually speaking to the head of the FDA and they are getting ready to remove the black label on the hormone replacement therapy, saying that it is proven that it cannot cause cancer.
Wow.
So when I went through, you know, my cancer, I was told by my oncologist that I cannot do that because it causes cancer, which is an old study that actually wasn't completed. And so I asked him recently if I could do it. And his response was, I don't like hormone replacement therapy. Where before he said no, because of hormone-driven cancer. Now he's saying, I don't like them. I don't know what his reason is. He didn't give that. It was, you know, someone from his office leaving a voicemail, but saying he doesn't really like hormone replacement therapy. That's different than it can cause cancer.
Yeah.
He's just personally doesn't like it.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I'm starting on testosterone.
Wow. Lisa and I are going to be all masculine.
We are going to be freaking ready to change the world once we start.
That's funny.
So it's interesting, though, that, you know, for so many years.
If my voice starts changing, please tell me. Because,
if you start shaving your face, you're not in a dose high enough to cause that. If you start getting an Adam's apple, I will let you know.
Tell me. Yes, I need to know this immediately.
There will be some side effects, but I don't think it's going to be an Adam's apple.
I have a bulge in my pants. I need to be told, okay? Jeez. We're friends here, right?
We better be.
Okay, today I was curling my eyelashes. And sometimes I have to, you know, they're just wet, so I want to dry them, get it to dry really quick so I don't press, you know, anything on my eyelids. Well, I realized that when I do this and I just put it on the cool shot and I just kind of blow up on my lashes.
Cool shot on your...
On my hair dryer.
Okay.
And I let them dry real well. Well, it really kind of puts a nice little permanent little bend in my lash. It's almost like it helps hairspray them that way when I have the mascara on and it kind of... Because I've got really straight out lashes. My dad's would grow down. It was so crazy. But, it helps my curls stay longer when I put my hair dryer on it and just, you know, blow them straight up.
So you're actually just blowing your eyelashes.
My mascara onto my eye.
Yeah. Oh, you've got the mascara on first.
Yeah, first I curl, then I put my mascara on, and then I put the hair dryer like really close and just let it blow up on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can do it with my eyes open or my eyes closed. It doesn't matter, but I do it with my eyes open so I can see. I just kind of look up and let it...
So it didn't curl them.
No.
It froze them in place.
It freezes them in place and gives it a little extra oomph, I feel like. So, because normally they'd be falling. I mean, I put this on early this morning. So normally they would have fallen by now. So
the curl would fall.
Yeah. Yes.
I never curled my eyelashes.
Lisa. You didn't?
Never have.
Opened your eyes.
It does? That's my problem?
Yeah. Open your eyes with it. Yeah.
Do you just use your regular old-fashioned eyelid?
Eyelash curler. Yeah.
I never curled them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a really good one, Shiseido, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
That's the one I have, and it's just a popular one that does a good job, too, and it doesn't pull out your lashes.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, you haven't been curling your lashes?
Ever.
Okay, we'll talk about Lisa's curled lashes next week.
We'll see.
So.
Hey, I went to a new restaurant. Ava June, have you heard of it?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Do you know where the Palace used to be?
Yes.
On 15th.
The one that got hit by cars probably 15 times.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, right there on the corner.
Yeah, because cars would go through the window.
Multiple times that's happened. Well, it's a new restaurant now.
Okay.
Called Ava June, which is a French, and I don't know who Ava is, but there's a picture of her on the postcard that you get with your bills. Yeah, that's true. That is true. It's French. It was pretty good.
All right. Do you remember that little Mary's Italian Trattoria? Mm-hmm. That's where Stephen proposed to me. And now it's not there. Oh. Yeah.
What is it now? Like,
I don't
know. It's a new restaurant.
I don't know. Maybe that. I feel like that art gallery, there's an art gallery kind of flows into it. I could be wrong.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's where he proposed to me, in the little restaurant.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Do you go back? You ever went back there for your anniversary dinners?
I did like once, but you know, now that it's not there, no more. It's a cute little place to get engaged at.
I've never been in there. I didn't ever go in. Well, it's a pretty good restaurant if you like French food, but I had a filet and it was good.
I don't even know what French food is.
Well, it's like duck is a popular French.
Don't take me to eat duck, please. I can already taste the bird. I'm like, ugh.
Do you haven't eaten duck at Doc's?
I have had duck, and I just remember, I don't know. I don't know, maybe it's the word duck, or I just taste duck.
They fly.
Yeah, I just, stuff like that, I'm not a fancy
eater.
Yeah,
you like your chicken nuggets.
Not fancy.
Well, Doc's on Brookside has a really good duck.
Okay.
I used to go there with a guy, and he would order two orders, one for dinner that night and one to take with him. He loved it. It was good. That's the only place I've ever had duck, but
we had a turducken. We've had a couple turducktons for Thanksgiving.
I've never done that.
Yeah. And they're good, but I do think I taste duck. So.
Pretty sure I
gotta tell
duck.
Myself I'm not eating duck.
Yeah, Doc's is good, though, if you ever go. I don't know if he still serves it. I haven't been into Doc's in forever. It used to be my old stomping ground.
Night. See, we're more the ones that'll show up for their fried chicken special.
Yeah, Doc's does a fried chicken
special.
They
used to. I don't know if they haven't been there in a long time, but they did have a really good like chicken dinner special. We didn't try anything new. We made steak and shrimp and corn on the cob. It was good.
For your
birthday dinner.
Just
did that. Yeah, we didn't even go out to eat that night.
Is there any place to eat out there?
Yeah. Yeah. They have like the Cove Club, VIP, pizza, the Blind Swine, which is really cool because there's a ton of cat. You just are surrounded by these catfish that just feed off of people's food all day long. And they're enormous. Like they're like pets. It would take your whole, they're so big that your whole arm would go in them. And so as people are peeling their shrimp or whatever, they're throwing it in there and those fish are just waiting. Like
they just come right up to the restaurant.
The restaurant's kind of built around. These catfish just swarm. You can't fish it.
Right.
Because Tyus went walking up there with this fishing pole. I was like, you cannot fish in the middle of dinner. Sorry. So we took it back.
Well, catfish, you don't even fish with a pole, do you? Those big catfish, you have to go noodling? Stick your arm in
no,
the thing.
No, that's what people will noodle them.
Yeah.
And that's insane to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to find me doing that.
There's that girl that's on Channel 6, Tess Money.
Yes.
She does it. She's a big-time noodler.
That's insane, man.
I know.
More power to her.
She loves it.
I would never do that. Anyways, that kind of wraps up my weekend. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was fun, but I was ready for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
It was a busy weekend. That's it. Yeah. So we're out of time.
Wrapping it quick.
So number 20, in the bag.
In the bag.
We'll start 21 next week.
Yep. We'll see what we discover between now and then.
Yeah, we'll have something.
At least I'll buy something.
Yes. See you next week.
Hopefully they recognize my voice next week. I don't have my voice has changed.
Your testosterone.
Yes. All right. Bye.